What gives me most hope about today so far has been the openness of some people to recognize that the Episcopal Church and that the Anglican Church in Canada, that we were not demons. And there was some challenge, I think, to other parts of the communion to begin to recognize that as we acted with integrity in our own minds and in our own hearts and in our understanding of Scripture. So I do think there was some pressing of those boundaries. And the longer we're here together, and the less it becomes two positions diametrically opposed on this hot button issue, and more multifaceted positions where they realize not everyone shares the same ideals, the ideas, concepts of Bible, issues of justice and inclusion, that even how we approach these difficult issues are very different. And I'm hoping that will be enough to at least allow us to continue a conversation. And even the creation of a covenant that's not restrictive, but a covenant that might be inclusive. But I'm a hopeful person, so I'm usually positive.